So today is June 17th, so we have every Tuesday we have class together. So last time I told you that we will study the six harmonies in Buddhist teachings, because it's connect to the topics Dr. Samaloka was sharing between the body and the mind, because in order to have peace, we have to the body and the mind have to work together, like harmony together. And I'll just tell a little bit the histories of why there's six harmonies. During the Buddha's time, when he first enlightened the sanghas, everyone is there is no establish rule or anything, you know. People, mostly the saint, come to him, you know, and study. And as the because most at the time, most people come and they already practitioner, so their awareness is very high. The mentality of practice and the desire of practice is very high. Nobody want anything for fame or, you know, positions or anything that is undesirable. So their mind is very focused on the practice. So nothing happened. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. No agio, no disharmony, nothing's in for. There is some says 12 year, but I just read the Vinaya today and they say 20 years in the Pali canyon. They say in the Vinaya canyon, they say it's 20 years. So is there a difference between a year? But I think the year is, the year's difference, we don't focus on that. We just focus on the qualities. So after the first 12 years or 20 years, there is no precepts, there's harmonies, six harmonies was there. That's my understanding. So as the sangha grow bigger, you know, so for example, like our sangha now is small, then there is no rule right now, you know, and everybody come and we practice together in a small group and everybody know the responsibility and easy. But as the communities or the sangha growing bigger and a lot of people will attract to it, and some people that is they desire for, they come to the sangha into different intentions, not the intention of practice, because, you know, you see the sangha, all the monks go out and people just offer food and material, and it's very easy life, and they just attract to that life. And as a lot of people attract to it, then it's the people who come into the sangha with the intentions, with no intention of practice, then a lot of arguments, quarrels happens. So I think last time the Buddha had to lay down the rules so that, you know, the purpose of the harmonies of the sangha. So that's where the six harmonies come into place into the sangha, established. The same thing as precepts. You know, when things happen and it's come to the Buddha's ear, sometimes he don't know it, you know, so we will report him, and he have to call in that person. He don't say something that he don't see. Buddha is very clear. So he don't want to make a misunderstanding between the disciple or anyone. So if for example, if I was to report, oh, there is something that in the sangha that two monks was arguing, so the Buddha told who's that two person, please invite them to see me. So after he talked to them, you know, and then that's where the precepts or the training is established. And so he established, so the disciples say, oh, this is now, from now on, this is the right now, it will be on the canyon, on the precepts canon, or on the trainings. So the same thing as in any organizations, or in any church, you know, when we start small, people come together and it's more fun. I think it's like for more family oriented. It's the same thing when in primary school too, when you know, like the sangha was small and everybody was easy to access to teaching hand. And after, you know, like the sanghas get bigger, so it's, to come to see him is very difficult. Even the monastics want to come to see him, so we have to have personal attendant. So the attendant arranges the meeting. Oh, so this is the time that he, for example, if like he were just to give a talk and someone just come to see him right away, then he's so tired to receive the guest. So the attendant have to do that. You say, oh, have to stop the people who come to see him. You say, this is not a good time to see him. So the same thing, that's why I think it's the same to the Buddha, you know, because the Buddha, a lot of people want to come to see him. So everyone come have to come through Ananda. So Ananda arranged the meeting, even with the king or anyone, whoever want to invite for the Buddha's dinner or lunch, dinner. So the Ananda has say, oh, this is, and then the Ananda have to look in the schedule whether anyone invite him. So they say, oh, this is not a good day because someone already invite him. So the same thing is like that. And then when the sangha is small, and then it's very easy for, you know, it's very close to each other, everyone can be accessed, easy to talk to, it's more. So you should take advantage when the sangha is small. So when it's a small group like this, we come and we have the feeling of the family, very close, and the teachers and the students is like family. But once the sangha gets bigger, you have to arrange things, otherwise chaotic. And a lot of gossipings, many things happen in our heads. So that's why there's harmony there. So so the first one I want to share with you today is is harmonies in thoughts, like sharing similar viewpoints or aspirations. So sharing similar viewpoints or aspiration, or you can say harmony of thoughts, viewpoints or aspiration of thoughts. Because once the we in the communities, because a lot of viewpoints in the communities, so people have different viewpoints. So if we don't we don't be careful, and you know, the thoughts can collide, just like the car crash, coming against each other. Because you know, like in the communities, like there is seniorities, there is people that in the middle, there is people that just come into the practice, and also when the teachings, the teacher offer the same teachings. But according to the understanding of the student, the level of practice and the level of understanding, the Dharma. So if for example the seniority might understand the teaching is totally different from the beginner. So if all the middle, all the people who come into like a few years or a few months, but compared to the people who just ordained, for example, a couple of days, so they have different views on teachings. So so if we don't be careful, we will be have when coming to discussion, and we can have a disagreement or not consent into the same teachings. So we have to express in such a way that the viewpoint can be similar, you know, express in such a way that everybody happy, you know, according to your understanding, you can be happy. So that you have don't have the, then the, there is no conflicts in the study, and that's why we call harmony in thoughts, or harmony in, and also it's the same aspiration. You know, you have some kind of aspiration, but people have different level of aspiration here. You know, some people have very deep aspiration in their hearts, but some people have surface aspiration. You know, they just come into practice, because they see, oh, on the surface they see the community is very nice on the surface, but they went, once they come into the community, many things happen, and they say, oh, this might be not good for him. So the surface aspiration might not be last long, so have different aspiration here. But we have to enhance, we have to help each other's in the aspiration here. You know, for example, seniority, they have a lot of experience in the practice, and that's why we need seniority. But it doesn't mean that we abandon or neglect the apprentice who just come. So we have to have each other in a harmonious way, so that the community can be lived. So, like, even for example, in the time of the Buddha, once the Buddha keep the teachings, and the whole quarter lami, thousands of people was there, and monk is not just only a few, there is thousands of monks there. Just the symbolics, they say 1,225, but I don't think that's the correct number. That's just the symbolic number of monastics was there. So I think it should be like thousands of monastics. So if we don't have this guideline, and then the more the community might be have a lot of problems. So that's why we have the Buddha laid out, you know, sharing the viewpoint and listening to each other very well. So when we see we share our viewpoints here, we have to practice here. What is that? The deep practice, deep listening practice here, have to apply. So the seniority have to listen to the apprentice and see what their needs is. And although the apprentice also need to listen to seniority advice, otherwise there is no harmonious idea in the teachings here. So we have to apply the deep listening in the communities when we share our discussions. And this also applies to the during the Buddha's time, it's more focused on the monastic community. You have to know that. And as the Mahayana Buddhism arise, then a lot of lay practitioners were involved into the teachings. We call lay Dharma teacher was give permission to teach the Dharma. But so we have monastic communities, monastic viewpoint, and we have also lay. During the time of the Buddha, there's a lot of king and queen, and very high loyalty family was into the Buddhist communities also. So if we don't have we don't share the similar viewpoint, might have a different viewpoints between the monastic viewpoints of the teachings and the lay practice viewpoints, and it might create some tensions in the communities here. But at that time, because the Buddha was there, so everything's okay. You know, when the father was there, everything's things. But it's hidden. It's there. You know, if the same thing. You know, when the teachers was there, everything's okay. But once the teachers passing away, things differently. There's a lot of divisions into the communities. So these similar viewpoints were helped after the Buddha, great Nirvana. Great passing away. And it's the same thing in this community. I bet the same things in other big communities. I already experienced in different viewpoints, this kind of divisions and many tensions in big communities. So this, if the teaching was there, and then people hold on to the teaching, take refuge into the teachings and come together. Even though there is tensions of divisions, but people, because of the teachings there, so there's a guideline for people to hold on, to take refuge. So even for the lay monastic, lay communities also. So the next one I want to share is practicing the same ethics or training. That's why the Buddha lay out the precepts for monastics and high ordinations, for example, is for the priests, high, fully priests, 250. So everyone have to go through the same, take the same, same precepts, 250. And the Bodhisattva precept is 48 precept. And the novice is 10 precepts. The novice is 10. And lay people have 5 precepts or 5 trainings. But there are also 10 precepts also for the lay practitioner. We call the 10 wholesome precepts. Thập thiền, in Vietnam we call thập thiền, mười điều thiền. Which born out of the three poisons. Tham, attachment, tham, sân, hatred, and see illusion or ignorance. That's the 10 wholesome precepts is born out there on those. So if we have the same precept, then it's easy for everyone to take a grip or to take hold of. And at a certain level of precept, we might have to go some kind of training, a certain years. Yeah. So I don't go too into detail. So for example, if we practice the same training or the same precepts, so it's bring if everyone practice together like that, then it's create a harmonious experience in a space or atmosphere for everyone. And the third one is living and practicing peacefully together, or harmony of living, practice togetherness. So in the monasteries or in the family, you have, I think it's living, you have, I will share with you the two aspects here. In monastics, we have togetherness, living togetherness. Everyone sharing the same room, unless you are a teacher, they have, might have a little bit special, you know, a Dharma teacher. They might have your room because you have to do a lot of teachings and a lot of quiet time to prepare the lessons. And the abbot may have different room also, because he but beside that, you know, everyone have in Vietnam we have a dormitory, big house, so the bed was lined, you know, there's just like a coffin, and then yeah, because we sleep on the top and everything is on the bottom, and then we put everything's clothes and everything's in the bottom. So it's easy. It's very simple life. It's simple life. And because I think that's where we don't have. So if we have that space, we don't have to have to. We're not allowed to have a lot of stuff. Even you have a lot of gift, still you have to share. That's why we have to give up everything, and you have that amount and share with everyone. So it's create a. It limits the space of greediness, you know, because you don't have a space, how can you, where do you put? So you have to share with your friends, with your monastic friends. But come out in the West, here we have room, but in Vietnam we have dormitory, and then there is no separate room, individual room. But in the West we have room, but for example, in Prambolis we share two or three person in one room. So every amen we have to alternate. So you don't have to allow. Still, we don't have to allow to have any, because every time you move, it's not good to have a lot of stuff. So it's the same thing, you know. And we try to create this space that so that we don't allow to have a lot of stuff. A simple life, and it's good, you know. It's create space for the mind to practice. So if you have a lot of stuff, you worry. Someone might take it, stealing. But if you have less, and so mostly we have a few books, and mostly books, and no laptop. So everything have to be shared together. So like in a big community, we don't have our own car, so everything is owned by the community. So it provides space for us to practice and less for worry. You know, if you need to go somewhere, you have to go, you know, with everyone. So it's a limited space of greediness. And working together, you know, like, so we have to, even the work we have to do together. But how do we apply this into the family? That's one thing, you know, because the Buddha teaches not only for the monastics, have to be with the lay communities. So for example, like two partner, we have like in two body but one mind. Two body but one mind, because in, for example, you have like your husband and wife, two different body, but you have to you live in such a way and make in such agreement so that we have one mind. One mind here, you do things together. So you we can create a peaceful space and harmony space for family togetherness. So we have the same account, right? Same account? Do partner have the same account?
Mm-hmm. Bank account?
Bank account, yeah. Yeah, the same bank account. So you create here, you like living togetherness, you have to create a trust here. Here's the trust. Even the community, we have to trust each other. You know, trust among partner. So all the harmonious, you have, I forgot to say something, have to be start with oneself. Harmonious, start with oneself. If you don't have the harmonious within, it's really difficult to live harmony with others. So for example, if you don't have harmony in your mind, your heart, then it's really hard to live with your partner, right? With someone else, even the two people in the same room, it's really hard. So the harmony have to start in our heart, in our mind. But I have to generate from the practice. And from that, it can manifest into the action, you can see. Even like the five skanda in us have to live harmony. Harmony, you know, the quality of earth, the quality of fire, the quality of water, and all that qualities, elements have to live together. While you are six, when we six, that means the five skanda not live together. For example, you got a cold, and the heat is weak, so the water is overwhelmed. So you get the harmony, the elements of the body is not harmony in the body. So that's why we are six. And this manifests into the family, into communities. When people get six, not harmony into the communities, then it's affecting the communities and also affecting the family. So when we practice the harmony, is we have to look within in ourselves. The condition that make up this human body have to be harmony in order for us to be healthy. So that's why every day we practice, we try to balance. That means we try to harmonize, to mix harmony atmosphere for this body to be to drop in. So in order to live peacefully together, we have to have harmony inside us, internally. And once we have that and we're able to accept, the capacity of accepting is great, right? So if, for example, if our body is not healthy, then we are very easy to react, because we are not comfortable with ourselves, we're not harmony with ourselves. So the reacts will be there. So sometimes the elements fight with each other. So for example, like the five finger, if we have the five finger not live together, then they fight. They say you are different, you are tall, you know, there's five finger, but no finger is the same, right? Different length in the finger. So they have to accept each other here. And they say that they have the same root. The root is the fish, right? Same thing. So if we know that, then the finger and the fist will be, they say that they are the same, belong to the same family. So in order for the harmonies to have the atmosphere of peace and joy. And then the fourth one is like the harmony of speech. Harmony of speech. Or abstains from quarrel or bickering. Harmony of speech. So harmony of speech here is like of different ideas in the family or in the mono communities also. If each person speaks differently, but it's okay to speak differently, but we have to have the capacities to accept the different, yeah. Embrace the difference. So in, for example, in the family, if the husband have different idea from the wife, but if there is no capacity of accepting, then a lot of separation will be taking place, because they are not able to embrace, to accept other people's idea. And even children, they have their own, you know, they have their own ideas also. Even though sometimes they couldn't speak, but they can act. You know, if you don't do what I want, I will act differently. and if we're unable to tolerate, then we might be punish them. You use power, you know. That's why power, authorities. And then if you use authorities in the family, then slowly the families have a lot of tensions. In Vietnamese, before we use a lot of authority in family, but I don't like that. I break away from that. My character is I don't like anyone to, you know, tell me what to do. But if they tell me like nicely, and I listen, even my teacher, you know, my teacher, for several times he know, and then he understand me, you know, and he, I don't like even teacher. I don't use authorities to post my authority on other people or even my teachers. That's how I react. But now now it's different, you know, because the more I practice, I'm able to accept. But when I was first become a novice, if I don't agree, I react. And because I don't like authorities, even in when I was young. And so as a parent, and we shouldn't use authority. We use authority, but in a nice, very, you know, like compassionate way, you know. Then it's easy to someone or even the children to receive your teachings or are your words easy when you say with love and with compassion. So as we all have to use the loving speech. So that's why the Buddha say that in communities, we don't use power authority unless it's very necessary. You know, to sometimes the teacher veto, but not very often. Because I don't think nobody want to impose authority in any, you know. Each of us, we don't want authority imposed in ourselves and tell us what to do, because each of us, we have insight. We know. But if we share with which speech with very open, with less harsh, then it's very easy. You know, we can receive right away, because something that's soft, something that's lovable, something that touchable, then it's very easy and it's very easy to permeate in our consciousness. But if for example, the soil is too hard, it's really hard for anything to grow, right? But the same thing, you are hard, or you use the power or the authority too hard, and then it's very hard for everyone to receive the teachings. The concrete example is the soil, you know, the earth. If the earth, there's a or somewhere it's very muddy, and then you know, in the summer it's very hot and dry, and then nothing can be grow in that kind of land. So our consciousness is kind of land here, you know. The consciousness is the land or earth here. So you want to plant something for anyone, you have to use something that is easy to permeate, you're easy to penetrate. Then once that go into, and then it slowly can penetrate, transform easily. You know, when the land is soft, the consciousness is already made, then it's easy for the seeds to plant. So the same thing in the communities. If the people who have the power and just use authorities instead of compassion, you know, then it's very hard for anyone in the communities to stay or to live. So I think we all have experience in this kind of like speech. If you know, our parents is trying to tell what to do or punish us, then in our heart it's very stubborn, you know. Especially me, I'm very stubborn. And the teaching is really hard to go in into and to make transformation. So once the teaching is not able to go into the consciousness, then how can we get transformation, you know? Even though you stay in the communities for 30 years, you still have no transformation. I see people like that. You have no transformation. The same thing, you go church or temple or any community you go into and you say that I've been like going to the communities for 30 years and you come out nothing. And you come out maybe opposite of what you come in. You know, because you have no transformation. Because the teaching is not going to your consciousness or something that you're not able to observe. So you have to realize, you have to really be careful what, you know, community you go into, you know. You have to be open and you know, and you have to see what kind of transformation you get into that. Because all the teachings, the purpose is to transform ourselves. Transform ourselves.
I was just going to add that it seems to me, in my experience, the loving speech that you're talking about here comes out of deep listening as well.
But
sometimes, like especially with my kids, they've hardened the soil already. Or they're so angry and upset and aroused that they can't hear. And so giving space for that to kind of dissipate first and to listen to what's going on for them. And then, not that I always do that, but when I do it, it's more effective.
Yes, so. Should be, yeah. Yeah, it's required deeply listening. In order to, you know, to listen someone speech, you have to, your heart is open. Your heart is empty. Empty here, that means you're able to have the capacity to receive. And if you are, your heart is open, you are, the space is very big. And it's very deep too. So that's why, and you have to be calm. You know, deep listening requires calmness. Calmness. Because once you are very calm, you know, you can clearly understand. You understand very easy. You can see what is really right in his speech. And you can feel the pain or some loving kindness in speech. Sometimes with speech, it carries the pain in it. Very painful. So speech is like a knife. It's very sharp too. It can be very hurtful, you know. It's very sharp. Just one speech, you can damage the whole people's life. On the children's life also, because you at that moment, because the children consciousness is very fragile and it's very clear and clean, so whatever is calm and is there. And if we speak something, it's very harsh, very sharp, cut through our life. So that kind of conversations, that kind of speech is very very damaging and very destructive. Because the speech of the Dharma always, you know, you can, any kind of Dharma is always transformative. And it's why nourishing, encouraging into the path, toward the path of transformation. But if we don't practice, whatever we speak out, is sometimes very destructive and very sharp. Because our intentions carry into the speech. And that's what is meant hurt. Sometimes your husband or your wife says something that's hurt for your whole life. And it's there in your consciousness. And sometimes you're just thinking about it, your body's shaky already, you know. You can shaky and you sweat already. So that's why we have to be very careful in our speaking. Our speaking is very careful. So that's why sometimes it's good to be quiet. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes it's good to be quiet. Especially when you are angry. It's very good to be quiet. Because at that moment, if at the time you are angry, everything you spit out is destructive. Because you carry very intense feeling of destructive, of damaging. It's very hurt. So I encourage you, whenever you something anger inside yourself, just keep quiet. Listen. Listen here, you listen to your anger. You embrace, try to go back and embrace the unpleasant feeling in you. So when we are at the moment we are angry, our breath is not harmony. Our breath is not harmony. So in order to have a peaceful life, your breath, the breathing, have to be harmony also. Your breathing, because our breathing somehow up and down very much. Depend on the activities, on that's what we done, what we do. Because if we're doing activities that is a lot involve a lot of emotions, your breathing is very unharmony. And once the breathing is in harmony, it generates the energies of unharmony. Because the breathing is carrying the oxygen into every part of your body, every part of yourself. So that's why the breathing practice is very important. Very important. So when in our sittings, we try to focus on, we practice on breathing and see the patterns of your breathing. Because the breathing also is always go along with emotion. And see how the emotions, it's very parallel. If the breathing is not soothing, then the emotion is there. So the first thing is for the harmony to happen, you have to like harmony in your breathing, harmony in your five skanda. That's the basics. The five aggregates. And the breathing, the five elements. Okay, the fifth one is experience inner peace and joy that result from community practice or harmony of understanding. So this one relates to the first one, harmony of thought. When the thought is in harmony, that means your thought is very calm. And in order for the thoughts to become, we need concentrations. And when we have the harmony of thoughts, and the harmony of understanding will take place. So it's the first one is related to the fifth one, inner peace, or harmony of understanding. Because when our thought is disturbed, it's really hard for understanding to born or to give rise to understanding. So once we are in the communities or in the family, everyone understand each other. So that's bring harmony. Because mom understand children, dad understand children, or husband understand wife. Then it's automatically harmony will be in the family. Or even in the communities, if like the teacher understands the student and the student understands the teacher's teachings, then harmony will be there, because once they understand, they will be practiced right. The teacher understands the student's needs, so he knows what to teach in order for them to transform. So the understanding of the teacher is very important. the need of the community, the right time to understand calm. For example, if there is some gossip in the community, but the teacher understand right away and he can put a stop, and he can do something to stop the communities from gossiping, things like that. So the understand of the teacher is very crucial in the harmony of the communities. And also, but vice versa also, if the students understand the situation, then will be put this put the end to the gossiping. So in the family, if the parents understand the students need the children's need, for example, if they go to school, they need time to do the homework, then you allow them time to do that. Then there is no quarrel. You say, oh, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know, you haven't done this. And you don't allow them time. You want them to get good grade, right? But you don't allow them time to study and time to do the homework. And how can you have high expectation, but you have no space. Then from there is a separation. They say that my parents don't understand me. And if they have friend, and they might need some social time, and you have to allow them too. But you have to set the barrier. Say this is after you finish this. You finish your homework. You know, you done the work. Then you're able to spend some time with your friend. And then that in that way you create a harmony between you and your children. And other examples, harmony in the partner also. If if the partner come from work and he's very tired, and if we don't understand his tiredness or her tiredness, then you blame, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? But they are very tired, and then we create something that is the block in the communications. But if the husband or wife have to understand, have to share the work, you don't use like a husband authorities to postpone wife or wife authorities to say that, in Vietnam, husband always cook. Oh, no, wife always cook. And husband sometimes lie around, watch TV. And I think it's right, you have to, if the wife cook, you have to come and take out the trash, can I help you cut the vegetable? Then it's really good, like you're working together, you understand, And, sometimes we need to cook the dinner fast for the family. But you just say there and you just hear, you say, why don't you cook the dinner? I need to go, I need to eat something to go. And because you don't understand the wife. And then you create that. And then, she got more upset. And then she upset and spill on the food. And you eat. and you're sick. And you say, why are you cooking, food that is very sick? And blaming coming. See, you don't understand. Yeah, once she angry and everything she cook, and she cook good angry, everything is angry. And then you eat that and you don't know why you got sick. See? It's very important. So if you understand that, you say, oh, why don't I need to, what you need, can I cut, the vegetable for you? And you just go and, why this is she cook, and you just go wash the pot, And she say, oh, I'm happy, She has space to cook. And sometimes the husband cook too, and you taste different the food, Next one day, the wife cook, next day you can cook, but you tell that I'm not a good cooker, but I cook, okay, you willing to eat, I will cook, and then that's make everyone happy, and we contribute the work, so like in the community, everyone's cook, here I cook every time too, take up that cook, I cook too. So everyone's we have to contribute to do the work together, and then in that way we create the space for everyone and the time. If you want to have time for yourself, and your wife also want to have some time for herself to relax too. If in that understanding, then you share the work right away. And if you sit there, you watch TV, and do the wife need to watch TV? She also needs to watch TV. Yeah, she needs to enjoy too, if we work together and come, why don't just watch TV together, and watch some kind of film together, and then it creates a lot of love and understanding. And then you can discuss together too. After you watch something that's good, and you discuss, you say, oh, this is, we can learn, you know, apply to our family, you know, and something like that. And then you have very good family, very good family. Even in the temple, sometimes they put out cook. I come down and cook, and even though that he cook more than me, but it's good he here and he share with me and all the works together. Sometimes he understand my work because I have a lot of paperwork and prepare for. And after I say, just go do your work, and he understand me. He know that I have a lot of works and I need to make some phone call too. And after that, he say, you just go. I clean. He understand what I go through, so we can live together. We can have. But after I do something and I invite him tea together. You know, sometimes we work, but we have some time together. You know, sometimes I'm very busy writing, preparing my lesson, but he's there and say, why don't we have some tea? You know, it's important because you see the person in front of you is something that you have to work with. That is the most important, you know. But if you are able to that and you share with that with the class, and that is the teaching already. Yeah. So if you're able to do that in your house and you share that with your children, and your children can see the value of the family. Otherwise, some of them. In the West, we have a broken family, many broken families. Even in the Vietnamese community, we have many young, old family or young family broken. Because we don't spend time with each other. We spend time very individualistic, and we hide our weakness. Weakness, we hide. We do some secret thing alone, and that is broken the family, because you don't trust. You got war with each other. Mostly, I think it's one of the reasons a lot of divorce because they got war at the beginning. They very interested in each other, and after a few years, they got war because they don't know how to renew. They don't really how to renew the relationship. Because you think that you discover this body and that's enough. No, there's a lot of in the mentality, a lot of things that we need to discover in each other. But if we know how to do that, then and need understanding. And it's need to new. Otherwise, we get more very. You got for the first few days, you got with your partner, everything is very interesting, everything is okay. But a few months, a few years later, you got very bored of your partner. You don't want to see them either. Sometimes you don't want to see them. So it's the lack of understanding, a lack of harmony, a lack of the method how to renew our relationships. You can take a walk together and talk something fun and renew our relationship. Because our mind have a tendency to get bored very easily. If we don't know how to practice, even the practice too. You know, for me, I practice, been practiced 20 years. But I have to know how to renew my practice every day to make it interest. Because if you have something that internal interest and you're very interested in your practice, the same thing in your relationship. We have to know to make your relationship new every day. But in order to do that, you have to have the insight. Insights. You have the harmony. That's why the harmony of thoughts, and then it generates the harmony of understanding. And then in that way, if you have that understanding, have insight, then you have the method to renew the way out of that boredom, that tie up, boring in your relationship. Because we think that's just once we discover this body, and that's enough. No. I think that's mostly in relationship, they say that I already discovered this body, you know, either my partner. So that's it. And then you think that you go out and find another partner, and you will repeat the same thing. It is just a pattern. So the practice is know how to renew it, And you have, this is require a lot of contemplations. Of reflections. Even the walking meditation, you know, if you don't know how, and then you got bored in walking meditation right away, Because once you really don't really concentrate on walking and you don't know how to discover a new things in walking meditations, then you got boring. Even meditations, many people give up just about a few months of practice meditations. They don't know how to discover that. So in order to walk on the path of family relationship, you have to know how to renew the relationship. In order to walk on the path of practice, you have to know how to renew your practice and make your practice interesting every moment, not every day, every moment. Every moment. So to do this, we have to have the internal peace, internal harmony here. So because we are so much enjoy that kind of harmony in ourselves. So the last thing, the number six, is sharing the benefits, equally sharing the benefit together. Because in the communities, mostly big community, we don't have separate account. So everything is going to the bank accounts of the communities. So each one of us, we eat the same lunch, we have the same snack, and everyone is equally, share to have the amount of food on the table. Shelf serve and go and get whatever you need, food's there, whatever taste, this is you want, take it. And but if you live separately like me here, it's different because everything mostly I take care of the community, the bank account for the communities. And we have to have trust in each other to care in this, to share the same benefits here. So in the family, you have children. So you have to be equal among each children. You don't love boy more or girl more. Don't they see it, And if you do that, you create the divisions in your children's mind. They already see it. So you have to love them equally. Even in the community, if the teacher is loving or, pay attention to one person, particular person, then it creates some tensions in the community where it's silently create separations or divisions in the community. So the teacher have to be equally loved to every members. If one have one disciple have a problem, come to the teacher. He will give the same love, and try to help him or her to, transform or to get out of the situation. It's the same. You don't have different eyes for different people, Have same, So loving have to be also equal, So this can be also applied in the family. You have, maybe you have 3, 4, 5 children. You have to share love equally, each of them, take care of them equally, so that they don't have, you don't plan on a separate, an equalness in their mind, so that's very important when they grow up and they have family, because if us here we have born into one family, and you might be seeing that, you might have a stepmother, a stepfather, and you love, the love will be almost unequal, you love your children more than the children of the of different blood. That's happened to me. I learned that in my family. But because of ignorance, ignorance, and people don't have the insights to see that. So we don't blame. Once we understand, we don't blame, but we love them more, because they don't meet the teacher. They don't meet they don't have a chance of the lucky to meet the Dharma, to learn the Dharma. So how can they see that? But we're lucky, we can see that. So when we understand that, we don't blame them, say, well, why are you, love me unequally, or, blame, or, I have hatred in our heart. So the sixth harmony is the foundations for any communities. But in order to generate this, in order to practice this, we have to go back to ourselves and practice. Because all this harmony is inside us. We have to practice with us first, harmony with us first. In order for the thoughts, for the precepts, or for the understanding, or any other beneficial, sharing the same benefits to be happen. Because sometimes we treat different, two hands, but we treat differently. One hand do more work, I will be, more friendly to them. Mm-hmm. But the other hand, you didn't do much work, so you'll be treat less. Sometimes we fight with our internal thoughts here, bad and good inside ourselves. So if harmony is present in the family, suffering will be absent. A chaotic will be removed. So we have to harmony in our heart, our mind, our breathing, our step. You make a step, you have to be harmony also. Our thinking, our speech, relationship. Even and then broader, we go into the communities, country, or nations.
Would you repeat that, please, Doug?
Okay. So you, in order to, you have to have harmony in your heart and your mind, harmony in your breathing. That's just the basics. And even in your step, sometimes you make a step, your harmony, if you don't have harmony in yourself, you have your step will be not also very stable,
mm-hmm.
and very solid, because you're not concentrating there. And you have to harmony in your thinking, because our thinking sometimes is very falling apart. It's very disharmony. Harmony in our speech, so that we can create love and kindness. Harmony in our speech require deep listening. And harmony in our relationship. Relationship with ourselves and relationship with other. Relationship between the five skandha, between your body and your mind. Harmony in your friendship. In our friendship we need harmony also. In our family. And it's go broader, and then we go into our communities. And then if we have community, our community is harmony, then we can share that with the nation, small. So it's go from ourselves to our related one, our family, children, and it's going to our friendships, So now it's go to external, and go into communities. And once the community is harmony, we also contribute to the nation. The nation can learn from that. One nation can be harmony with another nation. American can be harmony with Iraq. With Afghanistan. With many other nations. Do you have any question? So once we have the harmony, we can unite it. Or unity of the family. With ourselves. All the scandal will be have to come into together. So that's my sharing today, and for the six harmonies, so you can practice. So one thing I would like to mention is in everyday practice, we need to harmonize our breath. If you have a good health, I mean your harmony, your breath is very harmony, because. When the breath is harmony, it will be it have the capacities of healing, the five aggregates, the five elements in the body. You can pay very attention to your breath, and you can see how sometimes how chaotic your breath is, and sometimes how peacefully. Your breath is, and sometimes how harmony. Just pay attention to it, and you realize, and then you bring yourself back to the, you know what to do to bring your breath back to the harmony. But if you're able to do that, I bet you will have a peaceful life. And your step, everywhere you walk, your step will be stable and solid too. I realize myself when I do walking meditations, if my thought is distract, that means my thinking is not harmony, then my step will be different. When I do a walking meditation by myself, and I see that it's very easy to concentrate. Like after you left, or in the during the day, I do that. And here we have a lot of space here to walking meditations. Sometimes several times a day I do walking meditations to heal myself, because here we have space, we have the 3 hours. And it's really good to do that, and we can once we pay attention to our practice, we can see how we can see different ways to renew our practice, and then you don't get bored even if you are by yourself. You get bored because a lot of interesting things coming up for you to contemplate. It's very interesting, and you have a lot of faith in the practice. When you know how to enjoy the practice, have a lot of faith and interest in the practice, then it's the wisdom come and the faith come in your practice. So thank you very much for listening. So I will invite 3 South Bells so that we can enjoy our presence togetherness and conclude our teachings.